The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bodega. I think Bia is in the studio right now.
She is here.
Like, what is up? What's going on? Thank you for coming back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out. Your new favorite podcast. The podcast all your friends should be talking about right now. If they not, they lame. Period.
Period.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music appreciator, cultural appreciator, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Friday. The weekend is finally here. Big weekend energy, big celebration energy right now, right?
Yes, a lot to celebrate, a lot to get into.
Of course. First, let's celebrate ourselves, though. 100,000 downloads on the podcast.
Come on.
Big up, DX Daily. Yes, 100K. We are a part of the gang. Less than a year into this podcast thing.
What? Yeah, come on. We're not even at a year. Nowhere close.
We a couple months in this thing, and we just hit 100,000 downloads. So we had to thank everybody for that first and foremost.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Now let's get into what's been happening. Okay, so JT and Lil Uzi Vert are sparking up breakup rumors right now. Say it ain't so. Bia's whole lot of money has fans buying up all the bodegas. Out of the bodegas.
Yeah.
Just kidding. You can't get Bottega at the bodega. Not at all. But she's got people buying out all the Bottega Hills. Offset has some words for all of these people that are out here hating on Lizzo. Silk Sonic has postponed their album release until 2022. And of course, it's New Music Friday. Gunna is back with some more music. Dame Dala, Trippie Redd, and West Side Gunn. Let's get down to it. So let's start off with some heartbreaking news, man. Heart-wrenching. I think I was about to lose sleep over this one right here, man. JT and Lil Uzi Vert are sparking breakup rumors after they unfollowed each other on Instagram.
Yeah, man. One of the saddest breakups I've ever seen in 2021. So, yeah, the news is going around saying that, you know, JT had unfollowed Lil Uzi Vert off of Instagram. And, of course, I know. And what that means in 2021 is that once you unfollow somebody that you're dating with, then you're not dating them no more, but simply because you unfollowed them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. R.I.P. All hope for love is gone. All hope for love for the younger generation is out of here now that JT and Lil Uzi aren't together. What? The picture perfect couple, no problems, no issues, no nothing, and now they're done?
I know. I can't believe in love anymore now that they're over with.
I don't know how I'm gonna go on. Mm-mm. Now, fans have been commenting on the entire situation, basically calling out the fact that JT unfollowed Uzi, and they've seemingly been dating for over a year now. So a lot of people have gotten emotionally invested into this relationship. Like, you know, they always like to show their PDA on social media. JT just bought him a truck for his birthday. Like, they go hard for each other, or they were going hard for one another. So if this is really a breakup thing, yeah, I will feel some type of way. Like, I feel like JT needs to pull a Quavo and, like, repo the car. Because for you to just have bought him this truck on his birthday and now y'all not together, allegedly, yeah, that's a little wild. I'm going to need that back.
Yeah, like, what happened in, like, a span of a couple of days where you buy him a car, you break up? Can you get it back? Or do you just let it go? I don't know.
But then again, Uzi did buy her like some diamonds, you know, in return. He is always showering her with gifts. So I would say, like, you know, go get the diamonds appraised. And if they're, you know, very much substantially worth more than the car, because you never know. True. Some of these diamond people be tricky. These rappers be buying these cloudy diamonds. You never know. So if the diamonds are, you know, legit, then, you know, just let it ride. Then let them keep the car. But if you get them appraised and you find out they, you know, what they appear to be, then you got to get that car back.
Of course, gotta do what you gotta do.
City girl status, okay?
Come on.
All right, speaking of expensive and extravagant things, let's talk about Bia and Whole Lotta Money. So one of the best parts of Whole Lotta Money, the song, is, of course, when Bia is like, hold on, let me try to do my Bia impersonation.
Gotta get
when
the accent like, right.
Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega.
Yeah.
I feel like that wasn't my best one. That was my first try, though. Forgive me, Bia.
It was pretty good.
But yeah, so that is like one of the biggest lines from the song. And of course, Bia has been rocking all of the fire Bottega heels. So what do people want to do when they hear, you know, you rapping or a celebrity rapping about a certain shoe, car, bag, whatever? They want to go buy it themselves. So now people have been buying up these Bottega heels just off the strength of Bia.
Yeah, Bia took to her Twitter and said that she was trying to purchase her own pair of Bottega heels. And she tweeted, not the store clerk at Bottega, saying the heels are sold out because of the song.
I could see them saying that, too. But the thing is, why you got to buy them at this point, Bia? Like, you giving them the free pub. They should be sending you pairs in the mail. Yeah. They should be bringing you into the store saying, hey, sis, which pairs do you want? Which ones would you like today? Thank you for this beautiful free advertisement that you have been giving us. Put Bia in the Bottega commercials, even though I'm not sure that they have commercials now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for the shoe. Like, I had to Google what that heel is, and it's a very popular looking heel. Like, it looks good. Of course, it's going to sell out. Oh, yeah,
there's plenty of replicas out there.
Definitely so.
You definitely got the Fashion Nova versions, your Boohoo versions of the Bottegas. Because, you know, Fashion Nova is going to make a replica of a designer item. That's one thing that they are good for. So you got those versions of them, which is probably what most of what you see now in these streets. And then you have the ones, you know, the Nickys and your Beyoncés and your Bias and all of them, you know, popping out with the Bottegas. And the City Girls, speaking of JT, we were just speaking of, they're big on those too. So you know, it's a popular shoe, to say the least.
Yeah, exactly. And then my thing is, if they were sold out at this location, wherever she was, like, the shoes are a good, the real ones are a good like $800 to $1,000 type of shoe. Like, so people are actually selling out of those type of shoes. Like, one, where's his money coming from? I thought we was in a pandemic. They must have saved a stimmy somewhere.
Man, the rich got richer during the pandemic. They're not hurting for the cash. So the people that are shopping there, I'm sure they're just fine buying up their bottegas. Yeah. For the bodega. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega.
I think Bia is in the studio right now.
She is here.
Like,
she is here. And this happens oftentimes too. Like I said, when a rapper mentions something or wears something in like an iconic statement type of way, like even when Nicki wore her pink Crocs and had everybody buying Crocs, or even you go back to with 2 Chainz when he was like, when I die, bury me inside the Louis store, and everybody was trying to pop out with their Louis after that song came out. Like, anytime a rapper makes a statement like that, everybody runs to buy it up. So I'm here for the influence, and Bottega needs to cut Bia a check, if you ask me.
Period.
Okay, now let's keep it on the ladies. Well, halfway about the ladies. More of a man defending a lady. Offset defends Lizzo. So yeah, we know that Lizzo has been catching a lot of heat lately after she dropped her song Rumors with Cardi B. A lot of people were criticizing her unnecessarily, fat shaming her, body shaming her, just... people like to hate on Lizzo. We know this. So Lizzo did take to Instagram recently and kind of express her feelings and how the remarks were getting to her, even though they don't normally get to her. And TMZ recently caught up with Offset, who we all know is married to Cardi B. And this whole situation stems from their song together. So TMZ decided to ask Offset about what he has to say towards these Lizzo haters.
Yo, Offset, what's your message to the haters on Lizzo? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that... the comments have been deleted. Cardi came to her defense. What's your message to them?
Let these beautiful black women, let these women be great. Stop judging. Getting out negative energy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We work hard to be entertainers for the world. Let us be.
Do you commend Facebook for deleting those comments? Do you think that was the right thing to do?
Shout out to Facebook, man. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, Offset for president, man. This guy, he just always knows the right thing to say when it comes to women, particularly. I feel like Offset was raised around some strong women with some good values, with some good principles. Because, like, even last time when people were talking about Cardi and Megan for WAP, mm-hmm. Offset was basically like, yo, men, stay out of women's business. Like, that's their business. That's what they want to do. Let them do it. Same thing around this time around with Lizzo. He's like, man, let these women entertain. Stop being hateful towards people and just let them do them. And I agree with it. And I think these men that like to follow every little thing these rappers do and discuss women in the same ways that rappers discuss them, like, follow Offset on that. Don't follow him on the, you know, cheating on your wife part that he was doing before. Don't follow him on that part. But this part, this defending your wife, her friends, any women that you know from just unnecessary hate and just nastiness, like, yeah, no, I was here for that. I'm glad Offset decided to speak up on that.
Yeah, I'm glad he said something too, because it'd be kind of like bad. It would look bad if like he didn't have anything to say about it and his wife is on the song and it's like you don't see what's going on and your wife is involved and, you know, Lizzo is involved. So I'm glad he did say something, and he did say something good that we can't be taken out of context and be like,
right,
why'd he say that? So, yeah, good for Offset. Like you said, Offset for president.
Offset for president, man. That man knows. I think he's on the straight and narrow now. I got to say that. I think he's on the straight and narrow. So good for Offset. Let's talk about one of our favorite topics to talk about on this podcast, which is albums that aren't going to come out when people say that they're going to come out. So in the latest development, we have one Silk Sonic, a group consisting of Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. They were allegedly going to release their first album this year, and now it has been postponed to the year 2022.
Asia, I really don't like Silk Sonic for a bunch of reasons. Ever since they won Best Group at the BET Awards for having one song out.
They robbed Chloe and Holly. We ain't been messing with y'all since y'all robbed Chloe and Holly, first of all. Because right. The only reason y'all got that award was a bogus reason. It was because they wanted y'all to perform the song at the show. That's literally the only reason why y'all won over Chloe and Holly. Because y'all was not putting in that work, man. Y'all wasn't releasing the music. Them girls was performing on that tennis court at every award show.
Come on.
Man, don't get me started. Don't get me going on a rant. But my question was, when did they even announce that it was coming out this year? Like, when was that announced?
I feel like they, like, when the first song it came out, Leave the Door Open, I think, I don't know if it was speculated or other people were assuming or they were kind of hinting at their album in the works or it's coming soon, and people may have put like, okay, this year's coming.
Kanye is the first rapper to go on tour for an album that's not out yet and do releases for an album that's not out yet. Silk Sonic is the first group to postpone an album that never had a release date in the first place.
Exactly.
It's all types of firsts going on this year, clearly. Now, they did recently do an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, and this is where they revealed that the album is slated to come out in January of 2022.
They were saying they're really like in a touch-up mode right now, and they say we've got the bones of most of the album, so it's really about touching up parts that need a little more grease.
So it's not done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just say it's not done.
And they also said another interesting thing where I was like, what does this mean? They said they'd rather put out more songs first before putting out the album and let each one be appreciated in its own right, which is fine. That makes sense. But then they said, I don't want it to be binge watched. Well, Bruno said that. I don't want to be binge watched. I'm just like, okay, what does that mean?
So like you don't want people to watch or listen all at once? Like an album is?
The definition of an album?
Right. You binge on all the songs at once. You see, so don't mess with them, Asia, because they do too much.
It's a lot. They're doing a lot. But maybe he means, all right, so like, okay, we want to put out more songs first before the album is out. So you want to do singles. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But you claim that the album is mostly done, so why not put out singles?
Right.
And then drop the album. Like, how is that? I guess he's talking about the time period, I guess, as far as binge watching. Because I guess if they put the album out at the end of this year, then they'll have time to put out one single, maybe two at the most. So maybe he's like, oh, well, let's put out five singles and stretch it to the end. But then again, January of 2022, is this? That's one more month. Like, what? I don't know, man. All right, I'm done trying to make sense of this. Yeah, Supersonic album's coming January 2022.
At this point, we'll talk about it then when it drops, because I'm over the Supersonic and their difference.
We can't be racking our brains like this. Kanye already did a number on us, all right? Right. So if you're wondering when Supersonic album's coming, that's when it is. Now let's talk about new music that is actually here. Come on, it's New Music Friday, and we got new Gunna.
Yep, Gunna is getting ready to drop his Drip Season 4, but he came with some new music. It's called 9 Times Out of 10, so that song is out.
Yep, always hear from new music from Gunna, especially after that health scare he had earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to get some new music from him since then, so excited to go and listen to this. Now, we also have new music from a basketball player / rapper, Dame Dala. He's put out Different on Levels the Lord Allowed. Now, that title reeled me in. I'm here. I got to listen to this. This sounds like my type of vibe. I want to know what levels these are, what the Lord was allowing. Like, I'm here. I'm interested in this, Dame. So I'll be listening to that later on today, too.
Yeah, and speaking of unique titles, Westside Gunn, his new album is called Hitler Wears Hermes 8, Sincerely Adolf. Like, what?
He's running with this theme. He's been running with this Adolf Hitler thing, so I'm here for it. I wondered, that just put an image in my head, like I'm seeing Hitler with an Hermes scarf on, with a couple Hermes links. Like, I'm seeing the vision. I'm seeing Hitler, like, with a Birkin, you know, on his side. I'm seeing the picture that you're painting for us, West Side. Okay, I got you. I got that. And we also have Trippie Redd, who just put out Trip at Night. And Drake is up here, Lil Uzi, Playboi Carti. Shoot, you got Juice WRLD, XXXTentacion. Everybody's up here, all right? So, Dirk, Polo G. Man, ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely listening to this one, too. So, tons of new music for you to get into. We're going to let you get into it. Enjoy your weekend. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast, this 100,000 downloads podcast on all platforms. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. Doing big things, man. Make sure you get in, make sure you get new people on board, because we already at 100,000. So we kind of getting past the phase of being a day one DX Daily listener.
Right.
So if you want to, maintain your day one status, make sure you put some new people on to the podcast, all right? And subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can always follow us on all socials as well. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is how you spell Asia. S-K-Y-E is how you spell Sky.
And you can follow me on everything at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, turn up. Take a shot for us this weekend and us in our 100K, all right? And we will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.
One time for the 100,000.
Woo-woo.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.